disappointing not to be able to play in that last game in Rockford. But just in general terms, your thoughts on the playoffs for your hockey team this year?
Yeah, we battled through, you know, quite a bit of adversity, and we weren't able to get what we wanted out of it. But you know, there was a lot of good takeaways for, you know, a younger group of guys. So there's definitely a lot to bring into the offseason for our group.
Just looking back on the first round when you're able to eliminate the defending champs, so how valuable was that experience for your team to be able to not only rise up but get it done on the road in a tough building like that?
Yeah, it was great. The way we, you know, rallied in an elimination game, our team's first, was great. So that's what you want to do. That's the kind of winning mentality you want to build. And taking off a really good team like that in an absolute war of a series with them. So there's a lot of good takeaways. That Rockford team was a great hockey team, really deep, and was too much for us to handle. But two different teams in two different situations. I don't think things could have gone any better for them, and couldn't have gone much worse for us.
Individually, that Game 5 in Grand Rapids has to be memorable for you with the way you were able to come together, not only yourself, but with that line.
Yeah. You know, things have came together at different points in the season, and I think, you know, they've came apart at different points. So it's been an up-and-down year, but there's definitely a lot of takeaways.
Team-wise, what a season it was, in particular going back to the first half, and 16 without a loss in regulation time. Is that going to stand out for you as a memorable time?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm referring to when I say we went through a lot of adversity. We didn't have that group for playoffs, so it's hard. It's hard to string wins together. That's the team we were expecting to be, but we just didn't have the same personnel, so it's hard to do that. But with that being said, you know, that same team that didn't have those key pieces, we were able to knock off the defending champs. So there's definitely some positives to take away. But it's going to be hard. Like that's what I meant when I said that Rockford group's deep. They just had that team that when we strung 16 together, they had that group, except they had it, you know, at the end of the year and in playoffs. So that's kind of how this league is. The older you get, you realize those teams, the deep teams, they get guys, they add bodies, some veteran guys, and it makes it hard to play against those guys when they know they've done it a few times.
It's eliminated, they'll call some additional players up. Any idea yet if you might find yourself up in the Black Aces, as they call them?
I don't know. I still got to take care of my head. Got that puck to the face, so I'll see how I'm doing. And then I haven't heard anything, so I can't really tell you yet.
Yeah, and just on that point, obviously frustrating to not be able to play in that last game. Just a fluke occurrence there, I guess, in the second last game.
Yeah, I've never happened to me before. So it was definitely a weird one, but part of the game, unfortunate. I know Sudsy feels bad, but there's just nothing you could do. I probably shouldn't have went behind the net and warm up, but caught it, and that's kind of the way it goes. And you know, nothing you can do.
And I know we're talking about the Blues, but what did it mean for you to get your first NHL goal of your career?
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, feels like about 3 years ago that happened. It's been a long year, so. But, yeah, it was good. I'm, you know, a lot of guys had good years this year. Really happy for Corms and Buddy. You know, they furthered themselves and had, you know, career years, and so it was good to see that. And then A lot of guys have taken a lot of steps forward, so it was a good year.
And last thought for me is, can you say about Darren Kramer announcing his retirement?
Yeah, I just gave him my jersey. I absolutely love him. Probably one of the best teammates I've ever had, and just great person and character, and we're going to miss him. We love him, and we'll see. Maybe I'll get him. Try to get him to come back one more year.